Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the second hour of the program. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
By the way, just to kind of recount a little bit of what we talked about last hour for those of you just tuning in, major press attendance today occurred at the Middleborough profanity protest, where Adam Kokesh, myself, Derek J. Freeman, and a number of others, Derek J., by the way, got out of jail early this morning at just after 9:30.
For his victimless crime spree.
For his victimless crime spree, and he has he's very excited to watch his own movie, which was produced while he was in jail, at victimlesscrimespree.com. The movie is not yet available, but that's where it will be available when it is complete. We're going to put some finishing touches on it, hopefully have it to you within the next few weeks. So we all went out, a number of us, plus folks from the Middleborough area, folks from Boston and other parts of Massachusetts, and a few angry old bats came out to support the profanity ban, but most people were opposed to the profanity ban in Middleborough, where you can be ticketed for a $20
ticket. Please tell me the angry old bats were cussing.
I didn't hear everything they said, but they got into it with a guy who was like your kind of prototypical loudmouth Massachusetts guy, and this guy was there to be as offensive as he possibly could be.
Now, this is funny because to me, like a curse word, like, what if I'm really happy and I say, you know, wow, I had such a great effing day, right?
Right.
Like, I'm really emphasizing the fact that I had a wonderful day. But I could yell at you and be very aggressive and not say a curse word.
You could.
So to say that somehow a word is negative doesn't make any sense. It's all about
There's the context.
Exactly. So you're talking about someone who was there to be obnoxious.
He was.
Right. And so to me, like that, no matter what he was saying, that's more rude or whatever.
Much louder.
Right.
He was definitely rude, but he should be free to be rude, and that's the point of the protest. As has been pointed out in news media, they went and put this provision into effect because there's some teenagers downtown who were cursing and or cursing at people and upsetting some people. According to the news media, there were certain business owners that believed that it was negatively affecting their business, and so therefore they wanted to put a stop to it. But fact is, teenagers are going to curse. That's just how things are. Putting them in jail, fining them, is not going to stop them from cursing. It's just going to create more courtroom load, and you know, it probably will enrich the government to some extent, because most people are going to take the plea deal and they're going to just go ahead and pay the fine. But ultimately, it's not going to stop the problem if there is one. But the real problem is private, is that the property is not private, and that was touched on to some extent, I think, today. But not so much as the free speech aspect, because as you pointed out last hour, Julia, we have public property. Yeah, it's a bad idea, but it's right, an idea that's
the real
common.
Issue is that there shouldn't be public property, because then who gets to make the rules? But since there is public property, it's not fair that a certain group gets to deem this list of words they don't want to hear, and
right.
And if you say those words, you get fined.
You know what I found offensive today, and I wish I could remember the URL, because I would totally go and look at it. There was a guy that had an RV that was towing a trailer. So this was a pretty long object. I mean, the RV was a full-size RV, and it had a trailer on it as well. This is a pretty long car vehicle to be driving around. And it was like, hear the truth, or something like that, or hear the word. And he had huge banners on the side of his RV that essentially were preaching about, you know, you don't know the truth, and you need to go to my website to find the truth. And he had a PA system that he was talking out of through his RV. And one of the statements on his trailer, because he had words there, too, one of the statements on the trailer was, and I'm paraphrasing, it was something to the effect of that women are tempting men with their bodies into doing terrible things, and women are essentially like the devil. And, you know, that...
Julie is tempting me just sitting there.
I found offensive.
What?
I found that offensive. Like, you know, so people saying curse words don't bother me anything. But you know, saying that women are the downfall of man, I mean, essentially is what this guy
was saying.
The
old Adam Eve story, right?
Yeah. I find that pretty offensive. And this guy's tooling around town, spouting off his hatred through his PA system.
I find it hateful, and I still wouldn't say that he should be fined for that hate. I just would choose not to associate with him.
Oh, absolutely. Although I would have been very interested had he actually gotten out of his RV and come up to the protest. What he was doing was circling the area and just driving by over and over again, and I don't think he ever actually did park the RV and come up. At least if he did, he wasn't obvious. He wasn't carrying any signage or anything like that. So I would have been interesting to have actually had a conversation with this guy and, you know, what was it that was his intention to come out to this particular protest.
And yeah, I imagine he would have been really welcome with open arms, right?
Maybe maybe some of my car mates will remember what the URL was. We can go and look on his website and try to figure out who he is. But so a little bit more here about what happened today in Middleboro, where a bunch of people, dozens of folks, came out in pouring rain, as well as dozens of media, it seemed. It seemed like there were at least 20 people from the media at this particular event. Lots of news coverage is already available, but there was something I wanted to focus a little bit further upon here, and that is Middleboro resident Darlene Freites, who is 51. She said that she had opposed the fine for cussing and had attended the town meeting, but did not speak out because she said she was under the assumption that more people would stand up. She blamed disgruntled store owners for the new bylaw. She says, "I get the fact that teenagers stand outside swearing, but why make the whole town suffer?" she said on Monday. According to town clerk Allison Ferreira, Ms. Freites was not on the list of voters who attended the June 11th town meeting. So she says she was there, says she was afraid to stand up, or she didn't want to stand up because she was hoping someone else would do it for her, but the town clerk claims she was not on the list of voters. Now, do you have to be a voter to attend a town meeting?
You do not. You can sit in the back. Usually they have some place for non-voters, but...
Can you speak if you're not a voter?
I don't know.
Okay, but I only ask because you've gone to these things.
I've got to say, I've been to these things, and I don't know that I've necessarily had my name checked off of any lists. I mean, if she abstained from voting on some particular thing, usually this is all voice vote stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I can't tell you that my name would be on a list of voters that went to a particular thing.
Yeah, I mean, I question what the town clerk is saying because she's a government bureaucrat, so to me she's automatically under suspicion of lying.
She's not on the list. There is no list.
Yeah.
She's not on it.
Right. Or maybe she wasn't on a list of voters because she's not a voter. You know, maybe she was attending the meeting without being a voter.
Or they didn't, I don't know.
Because you can walk into the City of Keene meeting and just talk to the people there. Actually, at one of their commission meetings, they allow the public to speak. All you have to do to speak to them is claim to live in the area. You don't have to be a registered voter. So, but I thought it was interesting, this statement that she was under the assumption more people would stand up. And I think that's emblematic of a problem that this country and people within it suffer, under which they suffer. And you look at it, an example of this, for instance, one of my favorite examples is crossing the street at a intersection and not waiting for the green walk signal.
It's a good example, yeah.
So I've done this before where I will use my head and look both ways before I cross the street and begin crossing before the little light tells me I can cross. And I have seen people who are standing on the same corner as me go ahead and follow my lead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most people are waiting for. They're waiting for you to do something. They're not going to do it themselves. They may have all kinds of thoughts about what they think is right and wrong and what they think is appropriate or inappropriate and what they want to see happen for the world, but they aren't willing to be the first person to take the step. They're not willing to.
And
most people are like that.
I do the same thing with traffic laws. I follow traffic etiquette, you know, but unless there's a cop around, I don't follow lights or anything if it's appropriate to go, and I have people follow me when I do it.
Really? That's even more ballsy if you think about it. I mean, for them to follow something like if you're talking about running a red light,
right,
for instance.
Running a red light.
Yeah.
Stop
sign. It's like, 3 o'clock in the morning and you're sitting at the left turn thing, the red arrow, and there's no reason in the world to not to go, then, you stop, you look, you go.
We can talk more about leadership here in a moment if you'd like at 855-453, because we need more of them. We need more people like Diane here, or Darlene rather, to go ahead and step up and to actually do things and not expect others to do them for her. 855-453. You can comment and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on profanity being used in public, whether or not it should or shouldn't be banned. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. Should the protest that went on today have gone on? Is it offensive to you that it did happen? Or do you think, as Julia and I do, that it was the right thing to do?
855-450-FREE. Or we can talk about leadership, which is something that we've kind of just gotten into, and how people aren't willing to take the lead on things that they, even though they consider them important, they're not willing to do anything about it in the hopes that someone else will do it first, and they can just kind of follow along and cheer. So 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything you want.
There are a lot of circumstances in life when you'd like to have a videotape and some evidence of what occurred. One of those, you know, oftentimes those circumstances occur in a car. If you could have a camera that records your speed, your direction, you know, your GPS location, the audio and the video of the situation in your car without you having to sort of set it up every time, it'd be really convenient. And it exists. You can get it at freedomcam.net. It's the GPS black box dash cam. It's a little unit. Looks like a radar unit stuck to your windshield. It takes the video and the audio and the GPS and the speed and everything that you might need in case of an accident or maybe some run-in with the law or whatever. When somebody else's word might be taken over the truth, then you would have this kind of insurance. And insurance is valuable. I mean, at freedomcam.net, it's cheap insurance. You can keep this thing for, you know, you pull it off, put it on the next car. It just keeps on working for you. I have one in both of my vehicles. Freedomcam.net, it's a GPS black box dash cam.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Michelle's in Chicago, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Michelle.
Sorry, I'm here.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, we were just driving back from Porkfest and kind of listening to you guys most of the way down. And we just were wondering if you could just read the ordinance for us because, you know, we're kind of having a heated debate ourselves in the car about it.
I wish we could, but none of us have as of yet seen the ordinance.
A lot of times when you're talking about these little towns up here, and this isn't a little town, but the towns in New England, They haven't really, that whole internet thing, they're not sure if it's a fad or not. So they don't have, I'm certain my town, you can't get the ordinances, just pull them off the internet and get them. I had to go down, pay for the photocopied, small stack of ordinances. It's only like 33 pages or something like that. And, you know, that's the only way I could get them. So I suspect that this town doesn't have anything like that.
Well, they probably do that just to make it even more convoluted as to what they're enforcing.
It's not like they're out trying to do customer service.
Right. Clearly. All right. Well, I was kind of hoping that we could get some clarification on it, but we'll just have to keep speculating then.
What's the dispute in your car? What are you wondering?
Well, actually, it's really close to something you guys just said. Like, sometimes, you know, we use what you're going to call swear words or whatever in a positive context. And where do you draw the line? You know, the F word is one thing versus, you know, what if you say, oh, I had a hell of a day? I mean, is that considered swearing or not? So it's just, you know, we're kind of debating whether or not it's even enforceable, you know?
Sure.
I mean, and we were also wondering if there was like in football, offsetting penalties. Like if I get arrested for swearing and then the cop calls me like, you know, jackass or something, then are they offsetting penalties and I no longer get arrested? I mean, how does that work?
No. You could be certain that the government agents can do whatever the heck they want, and they often do. I mean, they're often video recorded saying all kinds of using all kinds of foul language, and so this just doesn't apply to them in no circumstance. This only applies to teenagers and people they don't like in the middle of town, basically.
Right. Well, remember, I'm from Chicago, so our cops are among the worst. So.
Yep.
Absolutely. Michelle, thanks for sharing that. Yep. How was Porkfest for you?
It was awesome. We had a great time. You know, rain and all, it was still a blast, so we had a wonderful time out there.
Fantastic.
Can't wait till next year.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks,
I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So,
and yeah, I would really love to know what, you're going to have a definition. You need to have lists of words.
I have a feeling, just guessing, based on my experience with these sorts of things, that the law is written very vague,
sure.
So they can use it however they want.
Well, yeah, usually, like if you look at bans on obscenity, for instance, as they call it, the definition of obscenity is very nebulous. It has to do with the community standards of an area, you know, what people think is offensive, and essentially the judge will say something like, "Oh no, it's pornography if I see it." I mean, that's usually how they judge these things.
Absolutely. And the difficulty is if you outlaw the F-bomb, Well, you know, I wasn't saying the F-bomb. I was saying another word that spells P-H-U-C, right? Like, that's the word I was saying. So, you know, if it's written down, you know, the spelling of the F-bomb, and then I say, no, it's this other spelling that I was saying, well, you know, prove I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you've got all these situations. It's a $20 ticket, and it's just like a parking fine. Their expectation is you'll just pay the ticket.
And most people probably will.
Sure, it's just not worth the trouble.
What about using a word that is, like, for example, the TV show Battlestar Galactica always said frack, and I thought it was really funny because they used it in the exact same context of the F word.
They would say frack anytime they fracking felt like
right.
it.
Right, and so it means the same thing, so I always kind of wondered if it was pointing out the humor of... You know what I mean? Profanity being
or the ridiculousness
banned.
Of
right.
it.
Right. So I wonder, you know, if you went to a cop and you said, frack you, I mean, that's not a swear word.
No, I mean, it's just strange.
Right. But they would probably consider it profane because of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, right, because what if the teenagers downtown in Middleboro all of a sudden switched the F-bomb to frack?
They should. I recommend it.
So, I mean, it's just... It's really this difficult thing in order to try to outlaw.
Well, right, and I think that it is going to be, you know, as Michelle pointed out, it is going to be difficult to enforce, but only if somebody refuses to take the plea deal and contacts the ACLU or some attorney that's ready to, like, go to town on this particular
issue. Well, at a $20 fine, it's just not worth your trouble. It's like getting a parking ticket here in Keene where it's a $5 parking ticket. And, you know, I fought these things on a couple of occasions. One time, you know, the first time they didn't bother taking it, and then I wrote a blog post about
it. But it is worth your trouble from the larger perspective because the more people don't take the plea deal, the less likely they are to hit people with this nonsense anymore.
No, it's not less likely. They're going to continue to go around and hit people with it.
But
it's just that they'll drop the cases.
But if they start dropping cases, then people will learn that if they don't take the plea deal, there's a good chance their case might get dropped.
I don't think
and the word will spread that if they don't take the plea deal, their case might get dropped. More people will do it.
It's a lot of you're not going to get any advertising from the newspaper.
No doubt.
In this town where they hate preachers.
But word of mouth is very popular. I don't know who they is. You mean the newspaper? It depends who you ask. I get along pretty well with some of their reporters.
They certainly don't put any of your very newsworthy stuff in the paper.
That's fine. I mean, they're competing news agency, as far as I'm concerned, the freekeen.com.
The reason they're a competing news agency is because they wouldn't put a lot of your very newsworthy stuff in the newspaper.
855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But my point was going to be that word of mouth is very effective. And in Massachusetts, people figured out that the marijuana decriminalization measure meant that if they were ticketed for a marijuana violation and didn't pay it, there was no penalty. They found that out, and the word spread, and people stopped going and paying fines for marijuana tickets in Massachusetts. So it's absolutely possible that people can get these ideas. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got the webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You know, one of the most egregious areas that the government really messes with your life is the area where they control the money. Governments around the world, but specifically United States government, I mean, you know, the dollar is the world's reserve currency. And when the U.S. Treasury spends 43% more than it has and therefore creates that much more debt, and then the Federal Reserve buys up that debt through, you know, inflating the currency by creating more dollars in computers and everywhere. This is the kind of thing that robs people of their savings. Hmm. There's only one way to handle this, and this is using sound money. Sound money can be difficult, as its definition has been in the past, as, you know, like gold and silver and commodities and things like that, has been difficult to implement on the internet until bitcoins. Bitcoins are, I guess, they're a currency and they're math. They're an unbreakable code. Then they have all the features of sound currency. And you can go get bitcoins at bitinstant.com. When you go to bitinstant.com, there are more than 700,000 locations across the United States, Brazil, and Russia, and soon adding the Eurozone. Walmart, CVS stores, 7-Elevens, you know, major banks, all those places. You can go and, you know, first you got to go to BitInstant.com and they'll give you a code. Then you go to these places, deposit cash and get bitcoins. They don't ask you for driver's license. It's completely, you can use bitcoins and make them completely anonymous if you, do it properly. It's BitInstant.com. And I hung out with the BitInstant guys at Porkfest and had a really great time. BitInstant.com.
Okay, so I've been looking and looking and looking and trying to find during the break here this profanity bylaws, some of the text of it that we've been talking about to quite an extent here on Free Talk Live this evening.
The very fact that this isn't in every news story just goes to show what reporting looks like.
Yeah, reporting can be pretty bad out there, no doubt. But I believe I have found at least an excerpt. First, I went to the town of Middleborough, Massachusetts. They do have a website, but like most government sites, it sucks. If you actually look at the town meeting documents, their last meeting document was from June 6, 2011. So I was looking at that. I didn't notice the 2011 part on it. I'm like, oh, June 6th, that must be it. No, it's a year old. So there's nothing fresh from any town meeting within the last year at the Middleborough Town website.
Yeah.
But there is a piece from, let's see, where is this? This is the Taunton Daily Gazette. In an article about the constitutionality of the Middleborough profanity law, they cite some of the language of the bylaw. So it's not, this is not the full text of it. But the key language they claim includes, quote, whoever having arrived at the age of discretion.
What is that?
That's what I'd like to know as well. Accosts or addresses another person with profane or obscene language in a street or other public place. And then they cut off the quote at that point. So.
But that's not much.
Yeah.
But it sounds, just that little bit sounds like that lady was wrong. I mean,
it does sound like she was wrong.
It says anywhere in a public street or in the public.
And
so.
The term is to accost, and that doesn't mean anything about violence. It just simply means to confront,
and
to
speak to.
Yeah.
There was something about discretion in there. I didn't understand
the
that
age
part.
Of discretion. Whoever having arrived at the age of discretion. Meaning maybe they can't find a teenager. Maybe if they can consent to sex or something like that, that therefore they can't use curse words?
I don't know what qualifies as the age of discretion, frankly.
All right, lawyers. If you have any lawyers out there, you know the age of discretion is. Please feel free to clue us in.
But I know that in Florida, they'll send a 12-year-old to death row. So, you know, I'm not certain that that a teenager hasn't met the age of discretion criteria either.
So you're welcome to add your thoughts into this discussion about profanity. And, of course, they're not defining what is profane. They're not defining what is obscene. Will they come up? Will they have to come up with that? Will that be something they're going to have to add to this? Is a list of the words that have been prohibited, in which case that could open them up to even more constitutional challenges in that instance. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got other stuff to talk about tonight here, including a court decision, Mark, that you wanted to share regarding immigration, specifically the oppressive immigration law that Arizona passed a number of years ago and was subsequently emulated by, I believe, both Georgia and Alabama. Do you happen to have that handy?
You're talking the Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration law, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, well, it looks today there was a ruling by the Supreme Court.
Hold on. Before you get there, I found more wording from the bylaw here. According to the Nashua Telegraph, the original bylaw reads this: whoever having arrived at the age of discretion accosts or addresses another person with profane or obscene language in a street or other public place may be punished by a fine of not more than $20. The wording of the new bylaw adds, quote, a police officer, as an alternative to initiating criminal proceedings, may give to the offender a written notice to appear before the clerk of the district court having jurisdiction thereof. So that's the full text of the bylaw.
So it doesn't give you a list of words?
It does not.
And it doesn't tell you what age somebody's, So at this point, some police officer decides whether or not you're old enough to know what your decision-making faculties are.
Age of discretion may be defined in a definition section in the bylaws.
Likely that's the case.
So we don't know what that is.
So, you know, this is just one of those things. They don't tell you what a cuss word is, what offensive, what's the terminology they use, offensive language? I'm sorry.
They address another person with profane or obscene language. And the definition of obscene has historically been very nebulous about offending community standards. It usually has to do with excretory functions and bodily
And according
functions.
To the FCC, as I understand it, that you could, that obscene is, not every word that you might think is obscene is necessarily obscene, and it depends on usage.
That's so correct. F-bomb is not necessarily obscene.
I would like to, I would like to F that woman over there is obscene language. However, I would like to effing have sex with that woman over there is not obscene language. Does that sound right to you?
As far as the terminology of the word F, probably correct.
But I don't think I can say I would like to have
Or a better example, of that, which is simply to say the exclamation F is not obscene.
Right.
To just simply exclaim F is not obscene. But to use the term in a sexual function manner is considered obscene. However, the exclamation F is considered profane, and the FCC does have prohibition on profanity as well as obscenity.
So, there you go. It's very difficult to know, what this means, which words are obscene and which ones aren't. I mean, why doesn't the government just go ahead and adopt George Carlin's 7 words? I mean, would it be that difficult? If you're going to have these rules, please, bureaucrats, if you're going to put these kind of rules into effect, tell somebody what they mean. I mean, is crap obscene or is it? I mean, it means the same thing that the S-bomb does. Please, just tell me what these words are. Are they that bad? Really? You don't use them in your life? You can't even write them down and let us know?
According to the Wikipedia, by the way, Age of Reason. In the Roman Catholic Church, the age of reason, also called the age of discretion, is the age at which children become capable of moral responsibility. On completion of the 7th year, a minor is presumed to have the use of reason. This according to the Code of Canon Law, which we're talking about religious definitions here. So who knows what the legal definition of age of discretion is, but that should give you some indicator of at least what some people consider the age of discretion. So 7 years old, according to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, I don't know if that's useful at all.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Now, coming up, the immigration story, Mark, that you're going to share with us is a Supreme Court decision regarding Arizona's immigration law. Some of it's been struck down, but what parts? It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign
if you're
going to rally.
What with me?
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa,
hey.
Who do you think
Excuse
you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make it. Wait, no. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods at superior taste at a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find all kinds of stuff. Links to Amazon there that'll take you into Amazon site. And it's the same Amazon that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, which means Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So go and get your shopping taken care of and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's such an easy way to really, the kind of online shopping that you normally do at Amazon, you can do at shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a cut, and it doesn't, it costs you a click or two more, right?
Yep, absolutely. So, once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Mark, you wanted to share with us some news about the Arizona immigration provisions that were passed. What's it been, 3 years now? It seems like it's been a little while since they did this.
Yeah, it's been something like that. It says here the Supreme Court struck down the, this is from online, the Wall Street Journal Online, says the Wall Street Journal, the Supreme Court struck down the harshest parts of an Arizona law targeting illegal immigrants, ruling the state interfered with congressional authority over U.S. borders, but let it stand a requirement that police check the immigration status of people they stop or for traffic or other offenses.
Oh, boy.
By a vote of 6-2, the court voided. Aren't there 9 people on the Supreme Court?
They could have abstained, I imagine.
Yes, they voided a provision making it a state crime for an immigrant to fail to carry federal registration papers. So I guess immigrants don't have to carry federal their papers. By 5-3, it was invalidated sections that authorized jail time for illegal immigrants who seek work in Arizona. So Arizona can't pass a law that makes it a jailable offense for illegal immigrants to seek work, and gave the state and local police more power to arrest immigrants suspected of offenses. Arizona's one victory came in the court's decision to uphold the status check provision. Federal law already requires immigration authorities to respond to checks from state and local officers, indicating that Congress saw nothing wrong with such a consultation between arms of government, the court said. So the ruling on state law known as SB 1070 was greeted with cautious favor from people on both sides of the immigration debate. Opponents of the law were generally relieved and said the ruling lifted some of the fears illegal immigrants felt about being picked up by state police during everyday activities, but they said that much would depend on how the surviving provisions is interpreted. And really, all this says is that if you're arrested, that the police can check your status. If they're suspicious that you're illegal, that they can check your status if you're arrested, and that could be as, an arrest could be as little as jaywalking. So all they have to do is, run through their list of myriad of laws and decide which one you're breaking at any given moment, call it disorderly conduct, call it loitering, call it whatever, and then they can check your status.
So they check that with some sort of an internal check, you were saying, right?
Oh, let's go back to the station.
Yeah.
I suspect you of doing whatever. So, let's check that going back to the station. I don't know.
They're not just asking them.
I don't know whether they're just asking or not.
I don't like the wording if they're suspicious of you, because to me all that says is if you're brown.
Right. I mean, what else could it be?
They're always suspicious.
If you're suspicious of someone's immigration status, chances are, the average person, put them in that circumstance, they're going to be, in Arizona, going to be suspicious of people that look like they're from Mexico, which is just Latin Americans. Or what about Canadians, though?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't suspect they're going to be suspicious of too many white people that they could be Canadians.
Well, and if you've ever talked to people who really feel strongly about immigration and are racist or xenophobic or whatever, a lot of them, I hear them make illegal immigration comments about anyone who's brown. Like, they assume that they're all illegal.
Sounds that way. I mean, we've had people, it's difficult to generalize, but we've had people call in this show to say they know what illegals look like.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I mean, I've heard people, like when people are speaking Spanish, for example, I've heard people say really nasty things like, go, you're here illegally, go back to your country, that kind of thing. And you don't even know that they don't speak English. They're just speaking Spanish with each other.
Right.
But they're very presumptuous because they have a lot of hate inside.
I
think so.
I have the ability, I can speak Spanish at least, to some extent, and I used to be better at it than I am now. And sometimes, just for kicks, when I'm at places where you can, order in Spanish, I will do this. I will order in Spanish.
It's fun.
I can, oftentimes they'll ask me where I'm from, and they'll be so surprised that I am, from Florida or wherever. You don't know where somebody's from just because they're speaking Spanish.
By the way, Mark, I wish you wouldn't call these folks illegals. I think it's buying into that particular mindset. I know you don't have any hard feelings towards people that are coming here without jumping through government hoops, but it grants legitimacy, I think, to acknowledge that term.
I don't like to pussyfoot around terminology, and so I don't like the undocumented word. Also, don't like adding syllables where one doesn't need to have syllables. I don't like to say Americans of African descent when I could say black. I mean, it just, to me, it's just...
I get keeping it simple.
The liberal community would love to add a paragraph in front of every
N-word.
Person.
You wouldn't use the N-word.
It's two syllables instead of one, and it's also disparaging.
Well, I think illegals is disparaging.
Undocumented workers or whatever, I don't know if they're working or not. I don't care if they're working.
How about immigrants?
Well, because immigrants is a too broad of a term. It does not specifically designate what kind of immigrant they are.
Disobedient immigrants.
I suppose they're disobedient, but they're not disobedient willfully in the sense that they're trying to do it to undermine the law or anything. Why should I make up a new word when there's one out there that everybody understands? I am here in support of people that come across the United States border and every other border of every other tyrannical nation, and I support illegal aliens. Okay. I'm proud to say it. I don't care.
Illegal aliens. I mean, when you say illegals, it makes you sound like them. That's all. I mean, not them, the illegal aliens, but
I know what you're saying.
Them, the racist, bigoted.
I support illegals.
Okay. I am an illegal because I break laws. I mean, it sounds to me, if you're an illegal, doesn't it mean you break the law? Why does being illegal only mean you are an illegal alien? Shouldn't it mean that you, I smoke pot, so I'm an illegal? Shouldn't that be what illegal means, if we're going to have an accurate term?
Well, I think it's just a euphemism that comes from the word, you know, the phrase illegal immigration, and it just kind
just
of has been shortened.
To illegals.
Is euphemism the right word, or colloquialism?
It might be colloquialism. But
I agree with you. That's what it is. But I just feel, you know, it makes me feel
word
like
that's kind of
a racist to use that term. It makes me feel like I'll be categorized as someone who's, you know, one of those
but
people.
But will you be categorized
that.
As someone who uses that word if you come out in support
and
of them?
Support them?
Because,
yeah.
I mean, Mark hasn't said anything against illegal immigrants.
No, I'm
here to thank you for coming to this country. Thank you for working hard. I would ask you to try to avoid any government programs, because once you get into their system, you never know how they're going to use or abuse you. And
I totally agree with you.
I dislike all those, you know, government programs out there, whether it's government school or, you know, government aid. I do think that people who, you know, need aid, likely, I don't have any problem with them using those programs, simply because, well, there's, you know, the government's distorting the marketplace and robbing generous people of money who might give to programs for folks like that. But, you know,
I just think it's a mistake. I mean, I agree with what both of you are saying. I just think it's a mistake to use an inaccurate.
I've thought about it, and
to
I
use
just
an inaccurate, disparaging term to allow your terminology, your language, to be co-opted by the people with whom you disagree.
You come up with a term that's two syllables or less, and that I like, and I'll start using that one. How's that?
Illegals is three.
Illegals. Yep, you're right.
855.
Find me one that's two or less, and I'll start using that.
855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, we're going to try to dig up some audio here, because you guys have recommended this, that we play this on the air. I have yet to hear it.
I have it.
It is of the DEA head, Michelle Lionheart, or whatever her name is. She's a thug. And her being asked a question, a pretty easy question, by a reporter, but she refuses to answer. So we'll get to that here in a moment. What's the question? We'll share that with you here in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Perhaps you'd like to talk about immigration. We can also get into more detail on that. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.